Hi folks, welcome to Creepy Tales. I'm your host, the Great White Snark, Scotty J.
And I am one of his magnificent children.
Well, it's been a while since we've sat here and recorded something.
Yeah, I've been wondering when the next time we would do this would be.
Well, you can blame it on the Rona. You can blame it on...
Goddamn Rona.
Yeah, goddamn Rona. You can also blame it on the fact that by the time we get out here from picking you up, I'm too fucking tired to do anything.
Yeah, I blame Walmart.
Yeah, I blame a lot of shit. All right, I got a story here that I don't think that you're quite familiar with.
Is it about the doll Robert?
No, and I do want to talk about Robert, but we actually live not far from a paranormal incident.
Where is this one at?
Watseka.
Huh, and I was there just a few days ago, too.
Well, now, the house is still standing.
I saw the house.
Okay, so now
you never been inside the house, but I saw the house.
You know what we're talking about now.
My neighbor Marcy was telling me that the house is haunted.
Well, I'm going to tell you why the house is haunted.
I was about ready to tell her, stop the car, let me out right here. I'm going to live here now.
All right, so we got to start with the original inhabitant, whose name was Mary Lorraine C. Venom. V-E-N-N-U-M. Okay?
Okay.
No, she's not the symbiote with, Eddie Brock.
But that's what came to mind. And what the fuck type of person names their child that?
Okay, so she was born in 1864 near Watseka. Not exactly sure where, but she was born near Watseka.
Yeah.
Now, in 1877, in the summer, she started having fits. They were basically epileptic fits, and she often lapsed into unconsciousness. And I mean, it happens with...
Are you sure that's not possession?
Well, she did become possessed.
I was somewhat there.
Oh, wait. I don't think it was her that became possessed. But when she'd come up... when people have epilepsy, depending on the type of epilepsy, they often have seizures and they go unconscious. Well, after she'd wake up from these fits, she would explain it. She'd tell her family that she went to heaven and she saw angels.
Yeah, I'm sure she went to heaven and saw angels.
And she visited her younger brother and sister who died years before.
Is this just how they cover up stuff?
Right. This is what happened when Mommy and Daddy murdered their children, and, I saw them. They were in heaven. They said, "You did it, Mommy." Well, we gotta shut this one up.
No witnesses.
Right.
Go in the basement. I'll see you in 5 minutes.
So, these fits became more frequent. And by January of 1878, doctors just said, "Hey, you know what? We can't do shit for your kid. Put her in an insane asylum."
"Mr. and Mrs. Venom, I am sorry, but we cannot help your child. Lock her away.
So what happened was, now their neighbor was a spiritualist. We talked about spiritualists before. So he was like, listen here. Oh. Now their neighbor was a spiritualist, and his name was Asa Roth.
Who wasn't a spiritualist back then?
Right. It's like you couldn't swing a dead hooker without hitting a spiritualist. But you know who was looking for spiritualists?
Houdini.
Aha! It is I, Houdini!
Why do we keep doing this?
Because we need a running joke for the show, and Houdini seems to be the good one. So anyway, he convinced them to go, okay, this doesn't sound normal, so let me invite a spiritualist friend of mine over to investigate. Now, his name was E. Winchester Stevens.
Winchester.
Well, that was his middle name. No, I don't know if he was... His last name was Stevens, but yeah, Winchester. I'll tame the kid. I put one between her eyes.
I'm not going to Old Yeller your child.
Not yet. Now, in 1878, he came over and he examined her. Now, his accounts were published in the leading spiritualist journal of the time, the Religio-Philosophical Journal. And then later in 1887, he wrote a book called The Watsika Wonder. Now, he said that that Lernsey had the most remarkable case of spirit return and manifestation ever recorded in history. Now, according to Winchester, her character would change suddenly from morose and sullen to mystic and imaginary trances, in which she described joyous trips to heaven and visits with angels. My father used to do that, but it was drugs.
Your father still does that.
And it's still drugs. Now,
drugs and radio.
Right. Now, according to Stevens, Venom often spoke in different voices and became several different people, including an old woman named Katrina Hogan.
Ooh, yeah, brother. Katrina Hogan's going to come into the ring, and it's going to drop an elbow on you. Ooh, yeah.
A night.
And then Hogan's going to walk out the WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World. Ooh, what you going to do?
I was trying to mix a little Macho Man in there. I've been doing Macho Man at work so much.
Yeah. Okay.
So, now, and she also became a young man named Willie Cannon.
Aye, Willie gonna go out and mow the grass now. Bonjour, ya cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
That is Willie?
We don't know what, well, yeah. Along with groundskeeper.
That's groundskeeper Willie right there.
Now, Stevens claimed she remembered the names of several people who had died and had possessed her body, and later chose to be possessed by the soul of Asa Roth's deceased daughter, Mary. Now, physical researcher Richard Hodson of the American Society for Physical Research was also convinced that she was possessed by Mary's spirit.
It is very easy to convince people that you're possessed back then.
Well, yeah, it was because, you know, we didn't have all the shit that we had today to,
I'm pretty sure they need an old priest and a young priest.
I need an old priest and a young priest.
Sick as a dog.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now, according to both of these doctors, she allowed Mary Roth to possess her body for about 15 weeks, during which time she could allegedly recognize all of Roth's friends and relatives. She was familiar with all the objects in the home and could retell incidents and stories from Roth's childhood and her past life.
Who willingly lets their body get possessed by a spirit?
I would if it was John Lennon, because I could learn to play guitar.
Who willingly goes, take me, spirits?
Take me, ravage me, do what you want with me.
And then, you know, ghosts have fun with their body or something. Who willingly wants that to happen?
Well, here's what happened. Now they were convinced that she was possessed by Mary's spirit, so they allowed her to go live down the street with Mary's parents.
Okay.
Now, Stevens had wrote that when Venom later married, Ross Spears supposedly inhabited her, resulting in a painless childbirth for her. Well, shit. Your mom needed that when she had you and your sister.
It was painful for my mom.
No, it was painless. She was on some good drugs.
Because of our blood type.
Well, anyway. Now, there were some people who thought that this was all bullshit, as it usually is. Houdini was probably out there in the crowd. Aha!
Houdini eyeing from a crowd.
Now, they caught... Back then, they had a term for this called hysterical impersonation.
Isn't that what we still call it?
No. It's something completely different, but they thought that she made this up so that she could, you know, live out this other life.
So one of the things you tell me, I think you make up.
Well, right, but see, what they thought was a lot of this stuff that Lorenzi learned, she learned from people around town, so she was faking it. And if you've ever been to Watsika, you'd fake anything to live in that town.
Fuck, there are times I'm driving through Watsika and I wonder, I wonder what I can fake to get a place here.
Well, I mean, I used to type it into my...
If I want a place in Watsika.
Right, I used to type it into my phone had come up Wasteland, and I'm like, you're not fucking wrong. Now this guy, Frank Sargent Hoffman, he wrote that the grieving Raw family did everything in their power to encourage Venom that she was their Mary. Now, there was a journalist, his name was Henry Addington Bruce. God, they had such good names back then.
Now, weed were they smoking when they came up with these names? Oh,
they
had
some good shit. Now, he said that Venom was highly unduly suggestible, saying that it may safely be declared that the phenomena manifest through Lorenzi were not a whit more otherworldly than a phenomena produced by tricksters who Hodgson himself so skillfully and mercifully exposed, which he probably did with Houdini, because, you know, Houdini was just, aha! You know,
Houdini was anywhere.
Houdini was anywhere and everywhere, because that fucker was magic. Now, it was only... Now, because of the reoccurrences, it was because of Mary's personality appeared only when the Roths paid her visits, and that they ceased entirely upon her marriage to a man not interested in spiritism, and her removal to a distant part of the country. Well, I don't know where in the hell she went. But, now, what's funny is, it's been written in the books and other things. In DC Comics horror anthology, House of Mystery, House of Mystery number 5, dated August of 1952, had a half-page filler titled Double Mourning that briefly recounted the alleged facts of the Lorenzi Venom case. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, I mean, there's people who wrote books, and there was a film back in 2009 called Possessed recounting the story. Now, they did it for the Sci-Fi Channel Spooked Television. Since then, the film has aired on the Chiller Channel on June 10th of 2012, which is owned by Sci-Fi. Now, I've been by the house, and some of my friends down in Waseca told me that they actually do ghost tours of the house, which sounds quite interesting to go take a look at. You know, are you going to add into that?
I don't know what to say other than I want the house.
Well, I don't know if the house is for sale, but they do ghost tours.
How much?
I don't know, but I think they do it for Halloween, so Yeah, I'll be out of town.
I know you'll be out of town.
Now, one thing that I plan on doing while I'm on a visit is I plan on trying to pick up a ghost story book.
Oh, boy. Ghost stories.
Ghost stories of Philadelphia.
Campfire material.
That's something we should talk about next, but I think we're going to cut this one.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I got some good ones lined up here. So, you know where to find us out there. And for Creepy Tales, I'm Scotty J.
I'm Alex.
Catch you later, folks. Mm-hmm.